I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. In Algeria, a fierce media campaign is questioning the growth of Christianity in the Muslim country. That prompted the government to plant informants among believers and ministries. Sat7's David Harder says ministry is complicated and difficult.
We've been receiving some reports that some churches have been ordered to be closed, that there have been some arrests of Christians. And we know we have viewers in Algeria. Every week we get responses from people who say how much they appreciate the broadcasts on Sat7. And how much they're learning about the Lord. So we hope and pray that what is happening will be just a temporary situation.
Next, conservatives and reformists are vying for power in Iran's parliament. The results of Friday's elections raised concerns about the handling of religious freedoms. Just last month, parliament reviewed a draft law calling for the death penalty for apostasy. That's causing concern among Christians because it amounts to an anti-conversion law. Voice of the Martyrs Canada urges prayer for Iranian believers as they continue to live the gospel despite government pressures. And with record crude oil prices, a falling dollar, and talk of a recession, you'd think short-term mission trip participation in the U.S. would start getting difficult. Well, it's not the case with World Hope International's short-term mission program called Hope Corps. Hope Corps' coordinator, Debbie Hoover.
In 2007, we sent 39 teams abroad, and right now for 2008, we have 55 teams on the books. So we're really not seeing that the economy has affected people's interest in serving, which is just impressive to me.
Hoover says teachers are needed for mentoring trips this summer. Go to our website, Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Kerpane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.